But it's definitely early.
The canola crop conditions are variable. That, according to BASF Agricultural Solutions Advisor Matt Smith, who covers eastern Montana and northwestern North Dakota. Considering the drought circumstances, Smith says some of the canola is promising.
We've got some pretty good canola crops, especially as we get into areas of northwest North Dakota where we've actually caught some pretty good rains. And then as we get farther west and south, things dry out a little bit more and the crops look a little tougher. But even in some of those areas, considering the amount of rain that that crop has had, I'm actually a little surprised how good some things look in relativity to the conditions out there.
The early planted canola experienced uneven emergence, and while the later planted crop is starting to feel some heat stress.
Yeah, what I would look for is a lot of guys with the dry conditions early, we seeded pretty deep, and so we've got some fields that have some uneven stands. And the one good thing about Invigor is we've got the pod shatter trait in there, so we can let those stands even out. We can let them sit a little longer in comparison to some of the other canola brands out there, and let that crop mature and cut it all at the same time. So that's definitely an issue I see going forward, just in relation to the conditions early to what we're going to experience at harvest.
The poor canola stand.